This is a interesting story. I don't know if you guys have seen this the past couple of days. There's a Saudi teen. She was granted asylum in Canada, and she, I guess, apparently her whole story was that she fled fearing that her family would kill her. She arrived in Canada this past weekend. She spent like 2 weeks kind of in limbo. She was stuck in Thailand, but they've given her kind of amnesty. She's allowed to be there, and she posted on social media now. A lot of people are like, wow, that's kind of cool. She's enjoying things that she's never had before because of her religious beliefs and upbringing. She had a glass of wine, red wine. She said it was amazing. She had a rolled cigarette. I don't know if it's weed or not, because in Canada it's legal to smoke weed, so it might have been a cigarette or marijuana. And then also she had, which I don't think is as good as regular American, she had Canadian bacon. She's like, it's so good.
Ew, I hate Canadian bacon.
Do you like regular bacon?
Yes, but okay. Canadian bacon is so gross to me.
I'll kind of agree with you there. I'm not a big fan of it. Same thing with turkey bacon, but I'm not trying to trigger a Liv. It's just, I don't think
like
it's as good.
I like it, but it's definitely not as good. But I like turkey bacon. I have to be in the mood for it.
Now, I'm wondering, let's just start out with one item, because that way more people have a chance to call in at 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Let's say you just met a person that they've never been allowed to have anything. Maybe their parents like wouldn't let them have fast food or drink pop or just whatever it is. What's the one thing somebody should try if they've never had it before, like your personal recommendation, Alex? If they've never had it, what would
I
know?
To
it's
think
hard
about it.
Okay, poor chap. Do you have anything like you could recommend? Just try to narrow down to one thing. I'm sure you got a bunch of them.
Water.
Water.
Okay, no, maybe penne vodka.
Now you're just being stupid.
Penne vodka.
Is that pinnacle?
Penne.
Is penne it pasta?
I never heard of penne vodka. What's so good about it?
See, wait a minute. Are you guys serious?
Penny vodka?
Like
made out of pennies?
No, it's like a vodka sauce. It's a red sauce, and it's on penne. Do you guys not?
The pasta.
I've never. Yeah. Okay, listen, you're way too dang fancy. So
wait, are you guys being serious?
Gosh.
I know what it is. Vodka sauce for like penne pasta, but you're saying penny? Penny?
Fix your microphone.
No, I did not say penny. I said penne.
Okay, so Sauce, Live the Web Grill, you're a lady of a lot of things. Would you? I assume it would be hummus, but what's one thing you recommend to somebody if they've never had it? You're like, you've got to try this. It's so good.
Oh, avocado, easily.
That's like, but everyone's tried that. This is why it's hard. It's like, I don't know what somebody else like wouldn't be normal that they would have already tried.
No, oh, that's what I'm saying. Just pretend if you could recommend.
I mean, a
one
pedicure, but that's like not a food item. It has to be food.
Food or drink? Yeah. Like this girl before has never had red wine. She's never had bacon before. She's never smoked a cigarette. Mm. I think this might have been weed. Like for me, let me go out there. Like mine would be food, and it's really simple. It's really basic. But I would be like, you got to try a Big Mac.
Yeah.
You have to
everyone
have a
and their
Mac
mother
sandwich.
Has had that.
I know, but for
I've
the practicality of this bit,
yeah,
I'm trying
I think you should have tried this on us off the air first.
Jesus. I work with a bunch of talented people.
I'm the winner. Penne alla vodka. Look, I took a picture. Doesn't that look so good?
No.
You're tripping.
I don't like pasta.
Joe?
Yeah, that's fine, but like talk normal. Like nobody except for like Gordon Ramsay knows what the hell you're talking
but
about.
At least,
that's
but
not
at
true.
Least pork chops is something
so
that like other people haven't tried, but a Big Mac everyone has had for the most part.
Oh, God, why?
My mind is blown
I'm
that
not,
you.
I'm not saying.
If we're having trouble answering asking this question, then listeners are going to have trouble answering this question.
No, it's not that hard. It's one thing you would recommend to somebody if they've never tried it. Jesus.
But what I'm saying is what you're recommending, people have already tried.
For a hypothetical
so no
question.
I get that, but like.
Hypothetical.
That's, it doesn't make sense.
Not real. Yes, it does. Good morning, Joe and Alex show. Get these callers on the air or I'm going to lose it. I am going to lose it. Huh? Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex show. Who's this?
This is Galena.
Hey, Galena. Nice to talk to you. What would you recommend to somebody?
There's a place in Fishers that has poke, which is like raw fish over rice with a bunch of like seafood sauces and
oh, that
eel
stuff's
and
so
crab
good.
And
you know what else I would do, for example? I would recommend somebody, you have to try sushi.
Yeah.
Well, it's like sushi in a bowl, basically. So there's a lot more fish.
All right.
There is, like the other stuff.
Thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
I'm sorry, Joe. I just feel really bad, but I just think this is one of those things, once again, you ask a question that I don't think anyone cares about.
Well, I've never tried a Big Mac.
What? Jesus. Shiree, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What would you say if you've never had it, you got to try this?
Yes, I would say fruit cocktail with Ritz crackers.
Okay, everyone in elementary school has had that.
Hypothetically, though, if they're an alien and
I'm legit walking out because I have one free day of work off this year that I want at Chris's party because I can't
dramatics.
Take this anymore.
But wait, you've already
no, I can't because this is a hypothetical bit.
Yeah,
it's just a conversation.
But it's
so
not a
Alex
good one.
Been like, Oh my! Listen, you think all your stuff's good?
No, I don't.
All you have to do, you know, you could play along. That being,
I'm player. Trying, but I'm saying no, it's hard not. For us to
you're
answer.
You're crapping
it's be hard
on
for
this
them
entire
answer.
Bit.
So since none of you have
I'm
ever
being
tried,
honest, I don't know how to answer the question.
Since you've
you
never...
couldn't say chicken nuggets or something,
but I mean, why would I say that? Everyone's because had it.
Oh my God!
Joe. Oh, remember that time 5 minutes ago? Joe said he's not the most dramatic person on the show.
No, no, seriously, come over here. I'm getting in my car.
No. Wait, you've been here all day
already. Dramatic.
No, I'm hanging up on you.
No, you've been here all day. You can't go home now.
No, you come over here. You be a big boy.
I'm
you run
trying
this.
To tell you. I don't know how to answer.
You got a few minutes to get your dummy of the day ready.
I have a really good one.
I don't even want to hear it now, Liv, because now you're just gonna try to
make
fun of me.
No, it's really good.
No,
Dippin' Dots.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's good. Well, I wish you would have said that about 6 minutes ago before everything got crapped on. Audrey, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What do you got?
I just wanted to call in to say that I have never tried a Big Mac.
That is crazy.
And that's what I said. Everybody should try. And
but
Alex
majority
is like,
has.
Everybody's had a Big Mac.
Majority have.
I was getting so frustrated. I was like, okay, guys, Alex, like I've never had a Big Mac. I didn't even think it was a thing that everybody's had a Big Mac before.
Well, of course. Yeah, it is a thing. It's
I don't
thing.
Even know like what the secret sauce is or all that stuff. It just scares me.
Well, none
Nobody
of us
does.
Know what it is. It's a secret, Audrey. That's why they call it the secret sauce.
Well, don't tell me. I'll
also,
try it.
Nobody knows what's in a Krabby Patty.
Yeah, but we still eat them. Audrey, would you want to try a Big Mac?
Yeah, I kind of do now, but I think everybody has had one. So
well, no. Why don't we take you out for lunch one day and we'll get a Big Mac?
We don't have to do it. All we have to do is get her to the White House.
No, I think he's run out of them by now. All right, Audrey, well, DM us. Maybe we can go take you out for lunch and get a Big Mac, okay? Thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. We'll do one more call, and that's Shelly. Hey, Shelly, what did you want to say?
So I was on a work trip traveling with some girls from the Netherlands, and they'd never had s'mores, and they had them, and it blew their minds.
Oh, my God, that's exactly. That's something, if you've never tried a s'more before, you got to have a s'more.
Exactly. They couldn't believe it. We were actually at Cheesecake Factory, and they had a s'mores cheesecake.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then now they always let me know anytime they actually have a real s'more.
Oh, I love Cheesecake Factory. See, now I'm on that trip.
Have you ever had a s'more with Reese's peanut butter
s'more?
Cup?
Why are you saying s'more? It's not schmear.
I didn't say schmear. It's a s'more.
That's what you're saying it like, though. It's just s'more.
Please.
There's no sh in it.
Have you had it with a Reese's peanut butter cup?
No.
Oh, my God. Don't. Whoa. Look at you like I'm white trash. You need
like
to try
way
it.
Too much.
No, it's. Listen, I'm not telling you how to live your life, but you're obviously not living it to your full potential. I want you to call back, whether it's the springtime, summertime, when you have a s'more and you put a Reese's peanut butter cup on there.
It's literally, it's like nails on a chalkboard hearing you say it like that.
What, Reese's peanut butter cup?
No, saying s'more when it's s'more.
It stands for I want some more. So s'more?
It's by the way, the Girl Scouts, too. The Girl Scouts have cookies out this year, and they're s'more cookies.
No, it's S'MORE.
That's what I said. Hey, Shelly, thank you for calling in, though.
Thanks.
Bye. It's the Joe and Alex show on Radio Now.